This is Good Night.
Bad Night.
A Text from Last Night fanfic written by Caitlin Lilly and read by Black Glass.
And Bessie Boo. 4 p.m. So I'm drinking wine and watching Thumbelina.
I'm teaching my cat to play fetch.
Yep, it's a Friday.
There's a chick dressed up in a vagina costume handing out free condoms next to the dude handing out free Bibles and preaching about sin. I love college.
Where is she? I think I may have to marry her.
I know, right? Honestly, birth control should be required to get into college.
Yeah. When I was 16 reading the aftercare instructions at the piercing place, I wondered why they would ever think to warn me about getting semen in my belly button. Then I'm at college.
Sounds about right. 4:40 p.m. I need to take a lollipop off each and every one of my playlists, because it makes me want to suck dick.
Wait, that's a problem. Why?
Let me put it this way. If someone I'm actually interested in likes me back, I'm going to die of surprise before I even get to make out with them. The closest I can get to friends with benefits is friends with awkward sexual tension. Mm-hmm. I wish I could convert my horniness to productiveness. I could have written a fucking book by now.
5:15 p.m. Speaking of friends with awkward sexual tension, have you seen Talon recently?
Ran into him at breakfast yesterday. We had a whole conversation speculating which Disney princesses do and don't have gag reflexes.
That sounds promising.
I suppose so. Still not fucking getting anywhere, though. Damn it. When I look at him, I just want him to say I love you in between deep thrusts and hard grunts.
Invite him over or something, then. You gotta make a move, girl.
I guess so. I'm no good at any of this. What's the best way to say come over and have sex without saying it? Never mind, he's coming over.
Score one for Allie!
His text ended with dot, dot, dot. Everyone knows dot, dot, dot equals inferred sexy time. Right?
It's okay. If he's still oblivious tonight, we'll invite him over next week, and we will make penis cookies and eat them suggestively.
Well, I knew I could count on you. My vagina is scared and excited at the same time. It might not be able to sleep tonight.
Random question. How's your gag reflex?
Pretty non-existent. I just practiced my BJ skills on a banana in front of the mirror.
Stop worrying then, Allie. It's going to be a good night. 7:30 p.m. I want to dance tonight. I just want to grind my ass in some man's dick.
Have fun with that.
I'm going out with Lily and Marie. Don't worry, I won't be home tonight.
Okay, sounds good. See you later.
See ya. So there's this guy preaching the word of God outside our club. I went up to him and said, God made this body and he made it for premarital sex. Sup, hell?
Nice.
8:55 p.m. I just walked into a room at this party and someone yelled, dibs!
When?
9:20 p.m. I can't believe Renee tonight. She needs to respect me before she can fuck me with cat ears on.
You don't respect you. Why should she?
9:41 p.m. Learn some fucking English or leave me alone. Your is for something that belongs to you, like your herpes. And your is a contraction for you are, like you're not sleeping with me.
I'm not interested in sleeping with you. Also, I think you meant to send this to someone else.
Whoops. Also, I'm sleeping with myself tonight because I remember my name and I won't regret it in the morning.
Good plan. Don't phone anyone. Just think of your vibrator.
Vibrator. 10:05 p.m. Seriously, iPhone? Stop autocorrecting all my fucks into ducks. You're making all my strong-worded texts look harmless and adorable. 10:28 p.m. I don't even want to say how many boners I've caused this week.
I don't want to know about how many boners you've caused this week.
10:47 p.m. I'm partying with a unicorn you don't even know.
A unicorn wouldn't go near you in the last 5 years. How drunk are you?
Oi, only 3 years, thank you very much. I'm not as sink as you drunk I am.
Very funny. 11:27 p.m. He is naked in my bed. Happiest day of my life. 11:50 p.m. Help, he's uncircumcised. I have not yet reached that skill level of dick.
I love wearing low-cut shirts because then when things get boring, I can look down and admire my boobs.
Karen? You there? I just want somebody to explain how foreskin works and do not understand why this is a problem.
Also, I may or may not be wearing a cape right now. Hint, I am.
I should have known you'd be too wasted to help.
12:11 a.m. I think it would be, like, really awesome if scientists could genetically engineer manatees to be, like, the size of goldfish so I could have one in my fishbowl and be like, fuck yeah, tiny manatee! 12:24 a.m. Can you see with all the voices of the mountain? And can you paint with all the colors of the wind? And Pocahontas.
11:45 a.m. I have to say, I think you're right about the manatees.
You're up! So?
What?
How'd it go?
Well, we spent half the night making pillow forts and having sword fights.
And?
And then I laid down on his bed and played I Want You to Want Me on his laptop. Guess I just have to throw subtlety to the winds. Oh, and I told him I hadn't been late since Bush was president. Right after he comes, he says, "Welcome to the Obama administration."
Congrats, girl.
My little girl is all grown up. I fell off the bed in the middle of it, and he yelled, 5 second rule, and kept fucking me. And I think at some point I woke him up, whispered, I like the size of your dick. Kissed him, and rolled over and went back to sleep. Life is so much better after having sex. It's like I can feel the ghost of his dick still inside me. I think I'm in love.
Ugh, you would.
How about your night?
The girl I fucked last night woke up this morning, disoriented, and looked at me, said, oh, you're hot, and went back to sleep.
Whatever happened to I'm sleeping with myself tonight?
That was when I was sober enough to understand things like punctuation. Anyway, it was totally worth it. Sex on bubble wrap, best decision ever. Is it safe for me to come home now?
Why wouldn't it be?
Hey, it's what you're always paranoidly asking me.
It's not paranoia if you have good reason. Finding a stranger person in my roommate's bed is not an experience I care to repeat.
Aw, you have no sense of adventure.
And yes, there's no reason you can't come back now.
Okay, see you in 5. The end.